morning, sunshine. Is your sister awake?
I don't know where she is.
You look like you had a wild night. Well, good morning, Your Majesty.
Good morning. There's kind of no circles on my pancake.
You guys are loopy in the morning.
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
I don't know about all this free range stuff. I had a calf headed for California.
Eat your breakfast, please.
I don't like Jupiter.
Well, I'm sorry, honey. It started out as Venus and it grew.
I'm not going to eat it. I'm not going to eat it.
Girls.
You see? The planets are just not aligned.
Is Shepard up yet?
No, I think he's still sleeping.
I got an email from that weird out fuel for you.
All right, I think we might have our fuel.
What do you think about this sweater for my dad?
I'd divorce you.
Is it the color?
What's the bottom of the arc welder?
You want me to wrap that up, or should I just give it to you?
What makes you think your dad would wear a pink turtleneck?
The color is salmon.
That's the color on the inside of a salmon.
I don't even think a fish would wear that color on the outside.
Mark Welder. Here we are.
This is my favorite customer coming in.
Well, you gonna loan me a cup of coffee?
Depends on how you're going to pay me back.
Oh, how's Rocket Man?
Fine, thanks. Fine.
We're taking bets.
Really? What are the odds?
The bet is your husband will never do it, or he's going to blow himself up.
All right, we're all going to become rich on farmer's failure.
What bet you want to cover?
Why don't you cover this, Frank?
Now, this spacesuit will allow me to control the climate and the pressure that you need to be in space. It's kind of like having your own personal weather inside here, because in space it's very, very cold. Is there any questions? Whoa. Well, why don't you just put your hands down? We'll just kind of wing it here. Start here in the front. How about you?
You buy it at Target?
No, didn't buy it at Target.
Where did you get it?
Actually, someone was throwing it away, and I just picked it up.
Have you been to space?
No. Not yet.
Stanley has been telling everyone about their daddy, the astronaut. We need more parents willing to play dress up, to encourage the kids to activate their imaginations.
Yes, ma'am.
So many parents just resort to dressing up as clowns. You set a high standard with this costume.
Well, I appreciate that. You have a good day. For you?
Apollo 13? You never know with this online screen names.
I really appreciate you coming out here. Right down for you there.
10,000 pounds of fuel, is this correct?
Yeah.
You planning on launching a rocket?
Yeah.
You're shitting me, right?
Oh. Something the matter?
Yeah.
10 pounds, 20 pounds, maybe even 100, it's not a problem. 10,000 pounds? 10,000 problems.
When do you need it?
What's the damage?
50 grand. Cash.
You're delinquent on 6 mortgage payments already? I don't know if you understand how close you are to a foreclosure.
And I don't think you understand how close I am to launching.
Do you know how many times I've heard that?
Marty, it's an emergency, okay?
Oh, do I know it's an emergency? We probably have 15 emergencies written down right here. 20. 20 credit extensions. Who on earth gets 20?
I assume more than half that debt from my dad.
And the bank assumes that you're going to pay it back. Can I give you some advice?
I have no money to pay for that advice, Arnie.
Now, Farmer, I don't want to tell you how to run your business.
Well, then don't.
But I have to. Because I'm your friend first, and a banker second. All right? Now, folks around here, they think you're crazy. I happen to think you're a genius. You got bad credit, but you got great character, and that rocket ship of yours is amazing. But as a friend, I have to look you in the eye and say that I think it's time you give it a rest. I need a payment, Farmer!
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
I'm going to the moon, and I'm bringing a balloon.
I'm going to the moon, and I'm bringing an oxygen tank.
I believe you're going to the moon.
I'm going to the moon, and I'm bringing Mr. Grump.
No, but not in the table.
You're not bringing your hamster to the moon?
Yes, I can.
Yes, she can. I believe she's going to the moon.
Ooh. Uh-huh. I'm going to the moon, and I'm going to bring sugar.
Actually, the objective is to connect a common theme based on what Daddy's bringing. So I'm sorry you can't go to the moon.
I never get to go.
Okay, my turn. I'm going to the moon, and I'm bringing sunshine.
Well, since she holds air, I believe we're all going to the moon.
What is that button for, Daddy?
Oh, that button? You girls better hang on, because it's going to be a bumpy ride. We're taking off. We're taking off. Oh, here we are. We're in space. Isn't it beautiful out there?
Okay, what's stop button for?
That one?
Yeah.
That's a very special button, too. That's the one that brings Daddy home. We have to have that one, because if Daddy didn't have that button, I'd be up there for a long, long time.
Good night. Good night, sweetheart.
In
a little bit. Hey.
Hey, Harry.
How's it going?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
I just don't know if these gadgets are going to work till I launch, you know. You don't believe I'm going to launch it, do you?
I always believe you're going to launch the rocket. Someday.
Well, someday's coming fast.
Shower. You smell like the rocket. You gotta wash your hands.
Yeah, I wash my hands.
Oh. Look at this. Look at that. Honey, where's your wedding ring?
It's in the capsule.
Oh, capsule.
Well, honey,
somewhere.
Well, it came off. I'll get it. Don't worry about it.
Now, that's not a star. That's a shooting star.
How come you guys only eat the marshmallows? You don't like the cereal?
Tastes like wood.
Look here.
Get a whole spoonful of marshmallows.
Yeah, but one piece of a cereal.
Huh? Oh, there's one piece of a cereal. Okay, we got to get that out of there. You know what you guys started me on? I don't put milk on my cereal anymore. And it's your fault.
I don't put milk on my
cereal. Honey.
Hey, look who's here. Hey, whoa. Easy, easy. Take it easy.
What's
it? What are you doing?
Girls, my little tiny people.
Hey, Hal. How you feeling?
I'm actually feeling fine.
Come sit down, Hal. Come on.
Here, Grandpa will walk you over, okay? Boy, you have made real progress.
Yep.
Well, it's going to take a hell of a lot more gunpowder to get this particular aircraft in the air.
Yep.
I never knew it was this big. You got yourself some mighty pricey metal here, bud.
Yeah, well, you gotta have the good stuff. I'd have more than a carpet burn on my ass if I didn't protect it.
Mama?
Hey, Carl. How you doing, man?
I'm gonna need your autograph for this letter.
Yeah. Certainly gets my attention.
Appreciate it. I'll see you later, buddy.
I'll give it to you brick by brick.
It was procedure, farmer.
I didn't have a choice. The bank wouldn't stand for it a day longer, and you know what? Neither would I, because you are way too overextended.
At the end of the day, Arnie, you're just a banker, because a friend wouldn't do what you did.
You know what? If I didn't care about you, I wouldn't have sent it in.
Really?
You got 30 days, so you got to open your eyes. Look at this as a wake-up call, because the dream is over.
It's got to stop now before you lose everything. You!
Mom. What's up, chopper? How's your daddy?
Waiting for you. Want to ride?
No, that's all right. Follow me.
What'd you do, Arnie?
How much do you owe the bank, Arnold?
Over $600,000.
$600,000?
He's dangerous. He threw a brick at me.
That's enough, Arnold. That's enough. Will the bank take an apology?
Well, I guess so.
Farmer, give the bank an apology. Say you're sorry.
Arnold, I'm sorry.
Great. Now, Arnold, I'm going to administer Farmer spanking in private. Chopper, could you see Arnold out for me? Assume the position.
You're not really going to whack me with that thing, are you?
Come on. Knowing you all, you're right. But I do see you putting your family and yourself at serious risk. One day it's a brick. The next day it's a bullet. Men have been known to do some desperate things when they're losing their ranches. I'm going to ask you to get a psychiatric evaluation. Before Arnold and me are comfortable with you in society, you got to see a shrink. Go over to the school, see Nurse Good over there, and talk to her. Bring it back to me.
So what'd they get you for?
Sleeping in class. How about you?
I broke a window. So what do you want to be when you get out of here?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I don't know.
Well, let me tell you something. You better know what you want to do before somebody knows it for you. Trust me.
Farmer, Nurse Good can see you now.
Okay. Well, good luck.
Charlie Farmer.
Hey, Beth. I'm supposed to give you this, the judge said.
Thank you. Okay. Huh. Don't you think that they're a little late in labeling you crazy?
Jumping off a bridge is crazy, Beth.
And building a rocket isn't.
I threw a brick through a window. That's why I'm here, okay?
Well, how would you like it if we discussed your desire to leave the planet?
Not particularly.
Oh, Charlie. I don't expect you to open up and start talking in our very first session.
Session? There's sessions?
We're all onions, Charlie. We have many, many, many layers to get through. See what I'm saying? And just like, well, when you peel an onion, there may be tears as we
Beth,
come.
Beth, please stop it, okay?
Listen, my daddy never told me that he loved me. And, you know, I'm pretty sure that your daddy never did either. The resentment that you feel towards your parents is not going to fuel your rocket.
Are you done?
Well, you're not getting it. The rocket is not going to bring you a happy childhood. We all just have to grow up and just take responsibility.
Remember during our high school prom, I asked you to go to the moon with me?
Oh, shoot, Charlie. That was just about getting laid.
Well, I'm still going.
We're not done, Charlie.
Is this considered another session?
Have you ever thought of going into teaching?
What the hell would I teach? What not to do?
No, Charlie, you could inspire some young kid to do what you can't.
But I can, and I will, Beth.
Well, I hate to be the one breaking it to you, but you are not an astronaut, Charlie. It didn't happen. And that's okay. No, the military's not for everyone. But we all just still love you, and you didn't fail. And don't look at it that way.
Oh, I don't.
Oh, my God. Do you need help?
Yes, you're right. I do need help. I need to find Shepard because I got to launch in 30 days.
Charlie, you have to find a way to channel your anger or else it will manifest itself into something good. Like, well, you know, like a rocket ship. Charlie Farmer.
Miss Graham, I'm here to inspire a kid. I could use an engineer such as yourself at the house. So why don't you get your things?
Excuse me, but we're in the middle of a history lesson.
I apologize, Miss Graham, but you're just teaching him how to read history, and I'm going to show him how to make it. You have a good day, hon.
Where are we going?
Home.
Home? Where's the house? I don't see a
building. Well, it's a long ways to home. Every one of you is now part of the Farmer Space Program. If anyone feels that he or she is not fit to be in the Farmer Space Program, then you should say your piece now.
Does that mean we don't have to go to school?
Correct. But, because every morning, we're going to hold class, and we're going to study your regular subjects, so when you return to school, you won't be behind.
Yes, sir.
Any questions?
Is that all?
No, honey, not yet.
How big is it?
It's big.
So you've seen it?
Of course I have.
And you think they'll let me see it?
Depends.
Depends on what? It's not like I'm going to go running all over town. Like, ooh, I've seen it. Seven feet tall.
Hey, Carrot Cake, you and Phyllis been out playing?
What's going on? Why aren't the children in school?
I'll address all your issues after the briefing. I'm not quite finished.
No, Charles, you need to answer my question. What's going on?
Well, hey, Hal. You want to be part of the program?
Sir?
The space program.
Charles,
You guys are
Bye,
released,
Phyllis.
Okay? I want you here tomorrow morning at 0500, sharp, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right.
They're going back to school tomorrow.
It's 3 weeks minimum, 5 weeks maximum, and they're back at school, I promise you. Listen, sweetie, you know as well as I know that they're never going to get the kind of education the school can get right here. They don't even teach science in these schools anymore. You know what Shepherd's science teacher said to him? Get this. She said science isn't sexy. I mean, do you want your girls to grow up only knowing when Mercury's in retrograde, you know?
What the hell happened to you?
It's 5 weeks maximum, and then they're back in school, I promise. Okay?
Federal Bureau of Investigation. Sir, we have been made aware through electronic documents that you have been searching for a high-grade fuel commonly used to launch rockets.
Are you aware that you have an illegal alien working on your premises?
Pepe Garcia. Jesus Garcia.
If you cooperate, we can see to it that Mr. Garcia could stay here with your family.
We're going to the moon.
That's really rotten.
It's rather generous of us.
And where is that man going?
It's very simple, Mr. Farmer. It's illegal to try to obtain such high-grade fuel for private use.
Anyone trying to acquire this kind of fuel has to be considered a threat.
This is the real deal.
Well, I'm no threat.
Well, how do we know you're not building a warhead?
Because I'm not at war.
We just want to let you know your little rocket ain't going to fly as long as we're doing this investigation.
Filled out the FAA application, sent it over 6 months ago, sent them my flight plans, illustrations of the vessel, never heard anything back saying I couldn't launch.
They didn't think you were serious, so they didn't pay any attention.
Well, how can they stop me now?
Jeez, Farmer. With this Patriot Act, the way they've twisted the laws up so much, they can do whatever they damn well please, as long as they feel you're a threat to homeland security. What do you want me to do?
Well, twist it some more. Isn't that what lawyers are good at?
All right. Did they say they were going to press any charges?
Well, no, not exactly. They said I'm under investigation.
That means they're going to be watching your every move.
Yeah.
I've got a buddy in Manhattan. He's a partner in one of these big firms that specializes in cases like this.
Give it a try.
Maybe he can shed some light on the situation. He owes me a favor, it won't cost you a nickel.
Set it up. Okay,
boom. Going into space doesn't take NASA anymore. Friends, we are here at the entrance of the Space Cowboys Ranch. We are told that behind me, in this barn, is a rocket. A rocket that Charles Farmer wants to launch into outer space.
After graduating from Meriwether Lewis High School, he continued his education at the University of Texas, where he received a degree in aerospace engineering. Soon after, Charles Farmer enlisted in the Air Force, where he developed his skills as a pilot, flying such planes as the F-4 Phantom. The Rocketeer Charles Farmer was in fact training to be an astronaut before he was discharged from the military.
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Holy cow, Munchak, you didn't tell me your friend was CNN.
This is
embrace the media, Farmer.
Invite them in. They're for your protection.
You want them on your side, Farmer.
He built a rocket. I'm sure he built a retractable roof.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think this nut's going to build a rocket. Forget about the roof. Unless he never plans on launching it.
Huh. And why are we here?
Because if we aren't here and he launches, we're going to look like asses.
And if he does and we are here?
We'll still look like asses.
If you guys settle down and ask you questions one at a time, I'll try to answer them to the best of my ability.
Is it important to you that people know the importance of space travel?
Well, I'll put it to you this way. There are a lot of people in this world that still think Michael Jackson had the first moonwalk.
Mr. Farmer, when do you plan on launching your rocket?
Soon.
And Mr. Farmer, why are you doing this?
It's always been my dream.
Charles Farmer, soprannominato il cowboy dello spazio.
The rocket is huge. It's really big.
He's more of an astronaut, if you ask me.
What is it? My wife. She wants an autograph.
There's a guy in Texas building his own rocket in his backyard. This guy is planning on launching himself into orbit. Now, here's my question. Wouldn't it be easier just to say, honey, I want a divorce? Okay, wouldn't that be...
Looks like a really beautiful day today. Afternoon high of 65, down to 35 tonight.
Morning, hell.
And if you're watching a rocket, the weather looks really good over most of the country.
This is what's known as the rocket graveyard. Charles Farmer gathered most of what he needed for places like this. If you're looking to build a rocket, this is the place to start.
Farmer's rocket is housed in the barn that you're seeing below. Due to the overwhelming amount of interest, he has opened his barn to the public, allowing them to view the rocket for themselves, only hoping to alleviate some of this congestion.
Can he do it? Well, sure he can. Now, will he do it? That's to be seen.
There are lots of FAA regulations that keep people from turning the sky into a playground.
But the astronauts' plans for space travel first have to be approved by the FAA. A hearing has been scheduled.
How long will the government not allow you to launch your rocket?
They're not stopping me.
Is it true that Elton John is planning to re-release Rocket Man to help raise money?
That's exactly what we didn't want to happen. Let's get what we can on this guy. Find something. We've got to get this space cowboy's head out of the clouds. Pack up, boys. We're going to Texas.
Former astronauts have a second chance. Well, the man deserves a second chance.
More presents. That's the last of it.
Hi, Stanley.
Why don't you change your hamster cage, honey?
Well, now, wait a minute. I'd like to see that. Come on, let me have a look.
Don't believe everything you read, honey. It's just...
Well, I still want to read it.
I wish she had your paper, Patty. She can't read Spanish.
Your dad's right. You should change your hamster cage.
Okay.
They called us a cult. Said we were like a branch of the Moonies or something.
I know.
They think our family is a bunch of space cadets.
I know.
Well, how can they do that?
Because they can.
We are a normal family. We need to go tell everyone that it isn't true.
Well, honey, we just need to show them, okay?
Stop the world and let me know. I'm tired of going.
Hey, we got a winner here. It's a winner. Yeah, here you go, bud.
That's what I get.
I'm gonna go get some more.
Then I wish you both the best. It's your happiness that matters most of all. Thank you.
For what, then?
But if he ever breaks your heart,
for this.
If the teardrop ever starts, I'll be there before the next teardrop falls.
Excuse me. I want to talk to you about the ride.
Two tickets.
No, sir. I mean, if I wanted to buy this ride from you, how much would it cost me?
Well, you ran it for $500 a week.
Can we talk some business?
Sure.
Yeah?
Absolutely. You gonna be around?
Yeah, I'll be here.
Space, you get a totally different perspective. Different every time. Different perspective of the earth, different perspective of yourself. Every time it's completely different. It's just beautiful. That's what it is. Beautiful. You see the world and you realize how small we all are. Life changing. Definitely life changing.
Good chicken, Audrey.
Thank you. You're
about to make me start crying.
My last mission was on the Endeavor.
I don't know who they are.
It's the name of the space shuttle Colonel Masterson flew on.
We don't have a name for our rocket.
You don't? You don't have a name for your rocket farmer?
Well, we just haven't got to that part yet.
We're going to have to think of some names, aren't we? Sunshine?
Licorice?
Licorice? Okay, who's for licorice? Okay. Now, Stanley submitted the name of the Rockin' Rocket. Who wants Rockin' Rocket?
I like that.
Now, Uncle Eddie has voted for everything we said so far.
I'm taking this as seriously as you are, my friend.
Okay. Now, Shepard has decided, as you told me before, you want to change your name?
Yeah, I'm changing my name. So I was going to think about it a little more. I'm not sure what I want.
Okay. Pepe, ¿tienes un nombre?
La otra mujer.
What does that mean?
Well, it ain't going to be the name of the rocket, so don't worry about it.
What does it mean, though? Because if we're all going to vote on it...
I know. It means the other woman, honey.
Ooh. No. You are not voting for that name.
I think we should go out and see the other woman.
Some serious engineering.
Well, you don't think that they'd have brought you down here if it was a bottle rocket, do you?
Great. You're serious about this?
Absolutely. Look here at you.
My
happens if the rocket doesn't launch? I know it's not the company line here, I know. But I'm a dad, babe.
Well, that's why he needs our support, regardless of the outcome.
It's not mandatory.
No. It's love.
I think that it is going to be one sad-ass day up here in Farmerville when they haul all your hard work off to the junkyard. I think that. What do you think? You think they're going to let you go up into outer space? A civilian? They don't let civilians go up into outer space. Astronauts go into outer space. Professional astronauts who have been trained to withstand the pressures and the strain and the emotional stress of leaving your family behind.
You know, my dad died. That's where I lost. Of course, I know he did. My family needed me.
But if that was a test, you failed. But what do you think NASA was thinking? His boy's going to go up into outer space and his dad dies and he also wants to go home?
I thought there's one person on the face of this earth that might understand this, and that's you. I really didn't expect this.
What if I told you I could get you a seat on the shuttle?
I'd say I don't want to hitch a ride on the bus.
Forget that. Forget about hitching a ride on the bus, okay? Get the rocket. Okay, you forget the rocket that you put a lot of hard work into. You get these people off your back. You get these idiots with the cameras out here. And you go up into outer space. The right way. The safe way.
You don't think I can do that, do you?
Forget that. This is about money. Not even millions of dollars anymore. Millions of dollars. $16.2 billion in this year's budget alone.
For what?
For what? Who cares for what? For whatever they want. They're not going to let you go up in your John Deere ride a lawnmower up into outer space and try and come on back down and make them look stupid. Do you think that's really going to happen? Don't answer me now. I don't want your answer right now. But I want you to think about it. Nice rocket, though.
Will Charles Farmer be allowed to launch his rocket? That's why we're here today.
The FAA, FBI, CIA, the Department of Energy, and members of the military. They're all here, folks.
What do you really think about all this?
Looks like we got home field advantage, don't it?
We're not allowing cameras or the media inside during the hearing.
We are assembled here to review an application for the launching of a spacecraft. We'll be asking a series of questions. Answer, please, to the best of your knowledge.
Yes, sir.
Let's begin with your flight plan that you've submitted. Your plan is to do one complete orbit of the Earth. Once completed, the capsule will re-enter the atmosphere. Sounds easy. Simple.
Yes, sir.
Well, it's not.
I would submit that's the gentleman's opinion. It's not a statement of fact.
You are aware this is not a court of law.
I am, but I'm not going to sit here like a potted plant.
I hope not. I believe as head of the FAA, my opinion might have some credence on the subject of space flight.
Yes, sir.
You based your design on the Atlas rocket, yes?
Yes, sir.
Were you aware that the Atlas comes from the design of a ballistic missile?
Yes, sir.
So, basically, you built a missile in your barn.
That's incorrect.
Will Beacon, Central Intelligence Agency. How do we know that you're not constructing a WMD?
Well, because if I was building a weapon of mass destruction, you wouldn't be able to find it.
Very funny, Mr. Palmer.
That's just the truth.
Here we are. Thanks for waiting. Hi, thanks for waiting. Can I take your order?
Audie Farmer, the astronaut's wife.
Yes, ma'am. What can I get for you?
Gretchen Boyd from Child Protective Services. Would you please sit down?
No, thank you.
Mrs. Farmer, it has come to our attention that your children, as well as yourself, may be in harm's way.
How so?
Your husband has literally brainwashed you and your children. He's taken them out of school, and he has isolated his entire family from any other outside influence. It's time you took control of your family before someone else does it for you.
Who is your personnel at Mission Control?
Shepard Farmer, my son.
Does he have any experience?
Sure does. 15 years.
Is this a joke to you, Mr. Farmer? A 15-year-old will be the head of your Mission Control?
He's perfectly capable of launching his dad into space. Don't underestimate what my child can do.
Come on. He's 15 years old.
We also have an evaluation that was done recently by Dr. Beth Good.
Nurse Good?
These are alarming comments made by the doctor. She said that Mr. Farmer is angry, unstable, delusional, and that his overall mental health is in question. Charlie, your father took his own life, is that correct?
Don't go there, Colonel.
I can tell you right now, what you have built here is a one-way ticket to the afterlife.
Facility with which Mr. Farmer could get himself into space.
The U.S. government has a space program, Mr. Farmer. Why don't you just leave this to the professionals?
In 1960, they started a space race. By 1969, we were on the moon. Now, in that short period of time, look what we accomplished. And in my opinion, I believe that if some other country wanted to go to the moon and live there, we'd get in a war with them because we think the moon is ours. Well, it's not. Just like it's not your right to tell me whether or not I can launch into space.
Mr. Farmer, we have laws.
Well, I know we have laws. We got all kind of laws. We got more laws that tell us what we can't do than anything else. We got laws to protect us from other laws.
Comments like that do not help.
Listen, you've been talking all morning. Let me talk for a minute. Okay? I won't take long. You see, when I was a kid, they used to tell me that I could be anything I wanted to be. No matter what. And maybe I am insane, I don't know, but I still believe that. I believe with all my heart. Somewhere along the line, we stopped believing that we could do anything. And if we don't have our dreams, we have nothing.
You'll be informed of our decision.
Save your life. I'm going to tell you something that no one else in there will tell you. Right now, the U.S. military has enough firepower pointed at your ranch that if you decide to launch, within seconds, your remains will be spread over 5 states.
Is that a threat?
No. You are the threat.
Don't believe a word he says, Farmer. Nobody's going to fire any pistols at you.
They have no law to stop you, so they're just trying to intimidate you.
Fair enough. Actually, I think they're pretty good at assassinating people who have dreams.
Now, I think that's him, Miss Farmer.
Thank you.
So is it true?
What?
Got $1 million for your story?
No, Vanessa, it's not true.
I won't tell anyone, really. I read about it.
Vanessa, it's not true.
Your total is 8605?
Sorry.
Sorry, Mrs. Farmer, but your card was declined. Yeah. Would you like to try another one?
Can you just keep all this here and we'll come back in just a little while, okay? Come on, girls. Come on. Going to the moon, and I'm bringing this brick.
Kid, it's your moment. I need a private moment.
No, this has been private long enough. Now you can lie to me as much as you want, Charles, but don't lie to them. Tell them we might not have a house in a few weeks.
Knock it off, Audie, okay? Please.
No, you knock it off.
Please, knock it off.
What was your plan? What were you planning on doing? Blasting off this earth and leaving us here to deal with the consequences with no money? Nothing? No money for food? Oh, really? I'm sorry.
So we don't have any food? So what you think? Kids, you don't have anything to worry about because we got plenty of food, okay? Here's food. Okay, you want macaroni and cheese? You want salmon with white sauce? You want rice?
Stop it!
We
got all kinds of food! Shepard, take the children out of here right now.
What, do you want to throw that? You'll throw something at me, Audie? Is that what you want to do? Go ahead.
You want to see flying saucers?
Don't you ever accuse me of that again in front of the kids. Do you understand me?
You're not taking care of us when we don't have a home. You have to keep us safe. This dream that we all share feeds one person, and that's you. You're going to lose everything, Charles, including your family. Now I need to clean up this kitchen.
I'm sorry I did this.
Just a little more love.
Holly, honey, you don't have to leave.
It's Sunday. We're going to church. I'm hoping they'll learn something about forgiveness because they're going to need it.
Come on, Audie, don't do that.
No, Charles, they worship you. So that I don't get bitter and call you an ass for lying to us. I'm going to have to figure out a way to forgive you. And so will they.
I'll tell you one thing. You are one fabulous father. And you know why, Farmer? This man couldn't even get his family to eat dinner together. But you have got your family dreaming together. That is big stuff, sir. Really big stuff.
Well, I got burned a lot of fuel around the car, you know it?
Yeah, I wonder if all them cars would be going around circles like that if they didn't have all that advertising.
The fact of the matter is, Doug, if you advertise on my rocket, it's going to raise your sales. You know, it just stands to reason. Plus, you'll be getting attention that you normally wouldn't get from conventional methods, you know. I've got a letter out to the CEO of Coca-Cola. I expect to hear back from them pretty soon. If they come on board, they'll be right here. But before they come on and paint the whole thing red, you got your choice. Well, look at this. Can you imagine? Huh? Dunkin' Donuts blasting off in space.
One or two missions aborted. Or your success doesn't measure to what you have here in this final statement.
What are you implying?
The risk factor is high, Farmer.
But it's an educated risk. Did you read the case study on Tang? The profits they made off putting that orange dust up on board? I made a graph. Did you look at it?
Oh, yeah, Tang. I raised three kids on that stuff.
Well, it's full of vitamins. What's that little cheesy deal y'all got now?
I mean, tell me what happens if your whole mission goes to shit.
I mean, I can't deal with much more of it.
You mean like if I die?
Something were to happen to you, Farmer. Candy sprinkles, M&M's, Oreo cookies. There's no amount of topping that would cover the amount of guilt that I would have.
Look, if you die, the book deal, Good Morning America, a TV movie, Jay Leno, all that vanishes. Hell, without a successful mission, I don't even see the cops breaking into the red.
Hell, I might as well go put my money in Kleenex stock. Because all you're going to be producing is a ton of tears. If you circle the world, you land back over in your backyard like your mission plan says, you're a man-made American hero.
Now if I could only launch a rocket with jelly donuts. Sunshine, why don't you go give your grandpa one, okay? He loves sprinkles. Take grandpa a donut. Make up Sunshine.
Hey, just have donut. Two, okay? Just two.
No, honey, I've already had three or four. I like seven cups of coffee and...
Mom.
Grumpy, here's the donut. Grumpy, here's the donut. Grandpa, no, wake up.
What, sweetie?
Grandpa, no, wake up.
Dad?
dividing our space until it equals a direction. We even created a space for the dead. Space is a difficult thing to grasp.
Man, Farmer, you have the most abstract thoughts. It don't make any sense at all.
I'm just waiting for the other thoughts to string all this mess together.
Hey, who's that out there?
Maybe one of Hal's long-lost friends.
How you doing?
We need a cattle deer run out here.
Enough to suit me.
You are the property owner?
Yeah.
Charles Farmer.
Correct.
I'm appraising your land for First National Bank, who's actively seeking a foreclosure.
What was your name? Sir? What was your name again?
Robert Wilson.
Robert, nice to meet you. You know, I own 352 acres. Did you ever try to find a body on that much land?
I'm not the bad guy here, mister.
Well, you're not the good guy either. Well, Shep, look here. I think I figured out another way to make our fuel. We combine kerosene with hydrazine.
Are you sure, Dad?
Well, son, I don't know another way to do it unless we completely modify the engine. Plus, we got all the stuff right here in the barn. The fuel will still be pumped in at high pressure, and it'll burn in a confined chamber, create the same exhaust gases as the high-grade rocket fuel. That should provide enough thrust to send me into orbit. Make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
Farmer!
Yeah, I'm down here in the engine room.
Hey!
They made a ruling yet?
Why do you think I'm here?
The committee wants 60 days to make a ruling.
But I don't have 60 days. The bank's going to foreclose in a week.
I'm aware of that.
I just don't have that kind of time.
That's their plan. Do you think they want you to launch this? They're going to stall. And then there'll be appeals. This will go on forever.
Yeah.
Are you ready for that?
I'm sorry about the ruling, Founder.
You know, my father loved ranching. He loved it with all his heart. It was his dream. And when it got tough and he knew they were going to try to take it away from him, he put a gun to his head before they could. And that bullet's still traveling. It just keeps on going. And now it's headed straight for my dream.
Just promise me you're not going to do something stupid.
Like why build a rocket? Walked away before, and I can't walk away again.
Charles?
I can't just keep failing. I hope you understand that. I promise you everything will be okay.
No.
Charlie, can you hear me? No, don't move. Oh, my God. Don't you dare leave this family. Stay with me.
Six broken ribs, broken left wrist, compound fracture to the fibula, severe head trauma, multiple lacerations to the face.
Is there any good news?
He's alive.
Strong for your daddy now, okay? Now, he wants to hear how much we love him. Okay, it's really important.
You okay? Yeah? But are you all right, sweetheart? Stanley?
Come here, sweetheart. Why don't we go get something to drink, okay? Will you stay with him, honey?
Stanley?
Stanley.
Honey. Dad. It's Shep. I was looking in the barn today. We can build another one just like it. I swear we can. We have everything right in there in the barn. We can build everything. I swear we can build another one just like it. We just need you back. You can't give up. You can't give up.
Children, when they say don't try this at home, they mean it. George Mahoney.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, what? Okay.
Ask him how long they want us to stay here. Ask him.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Now they told us to hang tight. Grab a couple of these mugs. I make good souvenirs.
There's no logo on it.
The blending of high-test rocket fuel is clearly not a project for amateurs. This is why we have such strict rules and regulations in place. Space flight is a serious endeavor, not to be taken lightly. We can only hope that through this near-fatal tragedy, other space enthusiasts get the real message displayed by Mr. Farmer here, not the one hyped up by the media.
Some cereal.
I'm going to the moon and I'm ready.
Olsen, let's not play that game tonight, okay?
But why?
Because she said so. Please, honey.
Gotta give him some time. Daddy's real tired, you know. He needs to get some rest.
Albeit handwritten, your dad's will is pretty straightforward. 3 trust funds for the kids. After that, $200,000 in assets, another $100,000 in cash, some stocks and bonds. It's all yours. Troubles with the bank are over anyway.
Thank you.
Good, baby.
Look what I found one again.
Look what I found one again.
Have him come get that rocket and take it to the junkyard.
Charles.
It's already hurt them enough. I don't want to hurt this family anymore.
Well, everything is now current and up to date. I have stopped foreclosure. No worries.
Thanks, Arnie.
You did the right thing.
Oh, boy. Good, and Farmer have us all believing he's going off in outer space.
How stupid do we look?
You know, when we took our vows, we promised to love each other in sickness and in health. Did that mean mental health? Because you are crazy. I mean, when you first said you wanted to go into space, I thought, well, what man doesn't say he wants a space? The difference is now we have a family. A beautiful family. And I see how the girls look at you. They adore you. They love their daddy who wants to go into space. I don't want to be responsible for killing that hope in their eyes. And what kind of message would you be sending to Shepard? I want his dad to show him how it's done. money in there for you to do whatever you need to do. Without the rocket, we're just a dysfunctional family.
Specifications as the original.
Inventory all materials on hand. Waiting for the orders.
Unlike the first launch, this fuel will burn evenly, giving us the right amount of thrust needed to launch spacecraft.
There are plenty of alternative fuels we can use.
We have to find them legitimate. Probando, test.
Okay, okay. What? Headquarters. Rocket Man's buying fuel.
Suspect Charles Farmer, male Caucasian, approximately 5'10", 170 pounds. Last seen in a brown Ford pickup place on Route 9.
This launch is going to take all the strength and all the focus this family has. And my crew, my teammates. Well, thank you, honey. I can use these, you know.
If Daddy don't come back.
Yeah, I'm coming back. Don't you worry.
I love you, honey.
I love you too.
Shepard, if anything's going to go wrong, it'll go wrong in the first 10 minutes. After that, I'll be airborne.
Dad.
It's okay. I'm not worried about you. You can do it.
All right.
It's gonna be okay.
Please don't break my heart.
Right there, right there.
You see those hands?
Turn around slowly.
I expect you home for dinner.
Yeah, copy.
Now we look like asses.
Control booth.
Preparation for launch underway. Local temperature 65 degrees. Wind speed 4 knots. Opening canopy doors. Cabin pressure holding 5.8. Fuel and oxygen are steady. Power still looks good. Status is good. Canopy doors clear for launch.
All remaining units report to the former residence.
Ready for system check.
Roger.
Hydraulics okay. Fuel pressure's okay. All systems go.
Roger.
Vessel restraints unlocked. Ignition system on.
Abort system on standby. Clear for launch at 0:09 a.m.
Roger.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Jettison green, disarm.
Controls overlocked.
No, he didn't.
Capsule separation green. Okay. We did it, Shepard!
We
We did it!
You made it, Mom.
Shepard, can you hear me?
Shepard?
Dad.
Shepard. Shepard, can you hear me? Come on.
Where is he?
Dad, please come in. Dad, are you there? Dad.
Control booth to Dreamer. Control booth to Dreamer. Are you there?
Friend Mr. Farmer, we here at the FAA categorically deny the existence of any launch. As far as we know, Mr. Farmer is resting comfortably, probably watching this press conference on television. Once again, no launch has taken place.
Your daddy's going to come home soon.
So Dad launched at 0922. So right now it's been in orbit for 8 hours, 56 minutes and 15 seconds. Distance traveled so far is 152,042 miles.
Well, when will he come back?
He may do 12 or 13 orbits before he re-enters the Earth's atmosphere. And if you figured that, then it...
What?
Well, he could end up running out of oxygen.
Oh.
still can't locate him, Mom.
Why'd you get the rest?
I can't. Mom, Dad needs me.
It's an order. I'm proud of you. Say something, Farmer.
Shepard. Shepard. Shepard! Can you hear me? Shepard! Come on. Call it. Backyard.
Don't worry. I'm setting up coordinates for orbit 9 to 10. You don't want to miss this window for re-entry. If readings are correct, your oxygen is 20%.
Prepare for re-entry.
Re-entry's go. Good luck. We'll be watching for you, Dad.
to a restaurant to have pizza.
Okay. I'm going to go there, too.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then.
My next guest has an amazing story. He's the only private citizen ever to build his own rocket, orbit the Earth, and return safely. As you know, he orbited 9 times. Please welcome Charlie Farmer. Charlie, come on out here. All right, pal, good to see you. Have a seat. Let me ask you something. How does this go over with the wife and the kids? You know, most guys I know can't get a Harley out of the wife, okay? You know what I'm saying? How do you get the rocket?
I know it might sound like baloney, but my wife and kids are real supportive of the whole thing, okay, all the way around.
How do you know you're physically up to this? It's been a while since you...
I did some tests on myself.
Like, I know they have that big, what is that, the cyclotron? What do you do, run around a tree with a rope? What do you do?
I didn't really have the equipment that NASA might require.
Yeah.
So I just had to make up my own tests. But
you think they will clamp down and people be allowed to do this after you do?
You know, I was fine when I was building the rocket. It's when I ordered the 10,000 pounds of rocket fuel that the FBI came around to say hello to me.
I know initially all the government people and NASA people, they were against you. Did you find once this thing looked like it was going to happen, were they pulling for you or still feeling resistance?
Well, I'll put it this way. To be up there and look back down here at us, it makes it all worth it.
Well, you did it, and Godspeed to you, Charlie. Great job. Charlie Farmer, be right back. Right after